As 2022 draws to a close, we're speaking to some of the world's leading sight loss charities to hear about some of the challenges and successes they've experienced this year. I'm joined now by Chris Danielson, PR Director with the National Federation of the Blind in the USA. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Always happy to be here.
What have been some of the highlights for the NFB in 2022?
Well, I can think of a couple. One is that on March 31st of 2022, we had sponsored a race car driver named Dan Parker. Dan is a longtime race car driver, but he was blinded in an accident 10 years ago, actually over 10 years ago now, but March 31st, 2022 was actually the 10th anniversary of him losing his eyesight in an accident. And on that day, he established a new world record for the fastest speed by a car driven blindfolded. Of course, he didn't actually have a blindfold. He didn't need one, but he had on a special helmet with custom fitted earbuds as well so that he could hear audio guidance from his vehicle. And he reached a speed of an average speed over two passes along the runway at Spaceport America, which is a commercial spaceport out in New Mexico. And he achieved an average speed of 211.043 miles per hour. And he was driving the car completely independently. He did have a backup driver available, but he didn't need it. And he was able to do this independently as a blind person. And this was sponsored by an automotive company called Cruise, which is developing self-driving vehicles. And so part of the point of the whole demonstration is to prove that blind people can safely operate a vehicle.
Absolutely incredible achievement. Sounds absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have wanted to be the one in the race car, but Dan's got nerves of steel. He's been doing this all his life and wanted to continue to do it even after his accident, and spent several years working with us and others to try to find a way that he could do it, and was able to do that, was able to work with an engineer that he knew from Boeing Phantom Works to develop an audio guidance system that he could use to keep him on course, and has actually achieved racing records on a motorcycle as well with a similar type of system. But this was in a custom-built race car. And Dan is a car builder, so he designed much of the car and built it himself and customized a lot of parts for it. But he was able to drive this car successfully on the spaceport runway. So it was a very exciting event. It got national news coverage here in the U.S., and it was very exciting. And I got to be there and actually wrote about it for our magazine, and it was a very exciting event.
And it's the sort of thing that gives us an idea maybe of what might be possible in the future as far as driving is concerned.
Absolutely. And another highlight, I think, of this year was, like so many organizations, we're just coming out of the pandemic world. The pandemic is not necessarily over, but because of the vaccines and so forth, we're learning to live with a kind of a new normal. And we were able to have our first in-person convention, in 3 years in New Orleans this summer. And so that was a big accomplishment for us. And it was very exciting for our member community to be back together. We had 2,400 people gathering in New Orleans.
And you mentioned COVID there. One of the big successes this year must have been accessible COVID tests for blind and partially sighted people. How do you think they've had an impact?
We've definitely had an impact, especially with the National Institutes of Health working to make a fully accessible COVID test. We did get the government to distribute partially accessible COVID tests for free. The reason I say they're partially accessible is they're only really accessible if you have a smartphone. So it's not possible to use them if you don't have a smartphone, because the way they work is to connect to your smartphone via Bluetooth, and then you get the directions for taking the test that way, and then you get the results that way. But we were able to convince the government that there was a need to distribute those more accessible tests, and they did that. And it also jump-started a research project to create fully accessible tests that don't require a smartphone and that blind people can use completely independently and privately.
And was there something that stood out for you personally, Chris? Maybe a piece of work that you're most proud of being involved in?
Well, I have to say, like I said, the Blind Driver Challenge was a big, was a fun event. The race car setting the world record. That was a personal highlight for me because I actually got to be there in New Mexico and witness that happening. The convention was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of people that I hadn't seen in years. And I do think the, you know, I've been involved in some other projects to, advance the messaging of the National Federation of the Blind, including public service announcements or, actually, you know, they're kind of like commercials, but you don't pay for them. And television stations in the United States run them as a free service. And we're going to be launching those in 2023. So that was a big project that I am very excited about.
You mentioned next year. What's on the horizon for 2023? What are some of the things you're most looking forward to in the coming year?
Well, so we've started thinking about the idea of a museum of the blind people's movement, just a museum to cover the history of how blind people have advocated for ourselves and made our own way in the world. And this could potentially cover a lot of topics beyond just, you know, what we've done in the National Federation of the Blind. You know, if you think about it, really blind people have always created the inventions and the methods and the things that have really advanced our ability to fully participate in the world, even if you go back to Louis Braille inventing the Braille system. So we're really excited about that. It'll be several years before that gets off the ground, but 2023 will be a year when we're really ramping up that effort. So that's exciting. We're also doing our regular push in Washington, D.C. for legislation that will help blind people, including a piece of legislation that will finally enhance the Americans with Disabilities Act by requiring websites and software applications to be fully accessible. And the great thing about that is we'll be actually in Washington again in person in 2023 in late January and early February. We won't have to do it virtually again. So we're very excited about that.
That's great to hear. Well, Chris Danielson, PR Director with the National Federation of the Blind, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and we wish all the very best to the NFB in 2023.
All the best to all of you as well, and thank you for having us.